The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or Pamel Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. And this week, we're going to continue with the theme of slowing down. Not slowing down, not getting anything done, but really slowing down and focusing on recovery, living a good life. And trust me, you still get just as much done. So I love this concept because we live in a world that's addicted to speed, right? Fast food, fast stress, fast medical visits, fast fixes. Everything's so rushed and everything breaks faster because of it. Even our food shows it. Commercial bread is designed to rise in minutes, not days. It's processed, pushed, forced, and your body feels like it's every shortcut, you know, bloating, inflammation, blood sugar spikes, fatigue. Now, I want to get into sourdough. Sourdough is a completely different type of bread, and I'm going to break it down how that happens. But sourdough only works because it slows down. It's long fermented, so 24 hours at least should be your bare bones minimum. It allows the natural cultures to break down gluten, soften the starch, lower the glycemic index hit, and make your bread easier on your digestion. Your body handles sourdough better because the process respects how your body's built, right? How your body wants to run. And everything we do should be focused on respecting how our body's meant to work, not trying to chemically force it to do something else. So that principle, slow, steady, consistent, shows up again and again in real health. And I'm gonna show you what I mean here for a second. You know, I've been in practice for 28 years, and I take care of these two twins. They're 75 years old. Same genetics, same upbringing, same everything, right? Except for one choice. Twin A, not going to mention his name. He's been under my care for 24 years, 24 straight years. Sounds crazy, but as a chiropractor, seeing someone for 24 years, it's not crazy. I see people all the time for 10 plus years who love their health, love keeping their health functioning, buzzing at a super high level. So he's coming in for 24 straight years, never, you know, when he just feels like it, not just when he's hurting, but consistently comes in every other week. So today, at 75 years old, he moves phenomenally. He has strong posture, stable joints, good mobility. He's active, energetic. He's aging far better than most people his age. Now, twin B, right, his brother, and they're identical. They're so identical, people can never tell them apart. He came to me a long time ago, but for only 1 year. So 23 years ago, he came in for 1 year of care, and then he stopped. So since then, he's had heart issues, multiple joint surgeries, chronic inflammation, mobility changes, a health trajectory that's been downhill for years. Same exact DNA, wildly different results. And the reason for it's simple. Time and consistency changes everything. I tell people all the time, they say, hey, you know, I have this type of degenerative change. I have arthritis. It's really bad. Can you make it corrected? I'm like, yeah, I can, but it might take you 30 years. Joking, of course, but it does take time for your body to rebuild tissues that took many decades to break down. And the shape of your spine and nervous system is everything, because when it gets bent out of shape, your body wants to support it by building bone spurs, thinning your discs out to create less movement in that joint. So if there's less movement, isn't going to break down as quickly, create more inflammation. So, you know, he had these issues for 23 years. His brother didn't do anything with it. And over time, it changed the shape of his spine and nervous system. So your brain runs everything in your body, and your brain's encased in this bony vault in your skull. It's the only thing in your entire body encased in a bony vault. So your body puts high importance on your brain. It's the most important thing in your body. And the messages go from your brain down your spinal cord. It goes through your spinal cord down to every organ in your body. It branches off and tells every organ how to run, function, and heal. So it's so important looking at how your body works. There's nothing else in the helm, you know, in charge of how your body works, but your brain. Your brain controls how you digest nutrition. It controls everything, how you place nutrients into your organs, into your tissues, how you heal, how much pain you have, how much inflammation you have. Many people feel you just come in and you basically, you know, get popped occasionally to feel looser, but it's so much more complex than that. Your body responds so much better than that. In order of health, I put function at number one all day long. Number two is good nutrition, which I'm going to tie back into in a minute. Good nutrition. Number three is eliminating all the toxins in your environment. We're a very toxic world right now. Eliminating all the toxins in your environment. Number four is good fitness. So it doesn't mean exercise you see all the time in videos, but good fitness. And number five is sleep, meditation, you know, having the right environment around you. All this stuff's very important. But when you look at this and you look how, why this guy has the same DNA, excuse me, but wildly different health results in his brother, it wasn't what he's eating. It wasn't how much he exercised. It was simply the time and consistency that he put into his health that made him healthier. Sourdough, I was talking about sourdough bread a minute ago, becomes healthier because it's given time to transform, right? Time to ferment, to break down, and it makes it much healthier for your body. Your body becomes healthier when it's given time to heal, regulate, and repair without interference. Twin A treated his spine and nervous system the way sourdough is treated, right? Slow, steady, with respect for the process. Twin B loved the fast fix lifestyle. Reactive, rushed, breaking down faster than he could patch himself back together. And health doesn't respond to shortcuts. You know, healing doesn't follow convenience. Your body improves when you give it consistency week after week, year after year. So this winter, I'm going to challenge you guys to build up consistency. And consistency takes discipline. Because life gets hectic, it gets crazy, and all of a sudden you're not doing the stuff you should be doing because you're rushing around trying to fit in everything you need to. So if you have the discipline to handle your life and focus on that, you could build your health with consistency. You know, health doesn't respond to shortcuts. Healing doesn't follow your conveniences. Your body improves when you get a consistency week after week, year after year. So just like sourdough becomes something better through time, your body becomes something better the same way. So I'm going to recommend too, we get sourdough from this farm. It's phenomenal. And I'm anal. So I check out every ingredient, how the ingredient was made. And I want to just tell you this about this farm. They get the flour from a neighbor. And neighbor, I met him 15 years ago, and he gets organic flour. He grinds it in small batches so it doesn't sit around developing mold. And she makes the bread from it in a traditional sourdough method. And it's great. Even if you have gluten intolerance, you still feel good with it. And I call it crack cocaine. Forgive me. It's so delicious, so addicting. I love this stuff. I had some just a little while ago. And basically, if you're eating this stuff, it's a method. It's like a look into the slow lifestyle of building your health. Now you can have someone do it for you. You can make it yourself as well. But you know, I love it's to have and have not farms. I'm gonna repeat that again. So I love their stuff. I get my beef from there. It's grass fed, grass finished. I get our turkeys, our chickens. You know, I don't have live chickens, but I get our food. I get our eggs. I get everything from them because I feel they're doing a great job. And they're in Clinton Corners, New York. So it's just up the Taconic Parkway. But it's To Have and Have Not Farms. If you go on Facebook and type that in, you'll see it all day long. So this message I'm telling you isn't complicated, right? If you want a strong, vibrant, resilient health for decades, you don't get there by doing something once. You don't get there by popping a pill or taking a vitamin for a week and you don't feel better, so you give it up. You get there just by starting and staying with it. You know, time plus consistency equals transformation in bread, in your body, in your long-term health. And Twin A proves what happens when you honor that. Twin B proves what happens when you don't. And the good news, every long-term success story starts with a simple first step. And you know, I love this first step concept. Every week in a show, I give away a number of appointments. And I view it truly as a first step. If you know anything about me, I'm very mission-driven. I want to help people to be healthier and better. And there's no magic formula, but if you follow certain steps and honor your body, how it naturally should work, you just get healthier. So many people are walking around and their spine is very deviated and it's hurting. And they bought into the lie that pain is the thing you have to overcome by taking a pill, an injection, stretching, stuff like that. The truth is, pain's a warning sign. It's a light in your dashboard that tells you something deeper is wrong with your body. The nerves are irritated. It creates pain. And the nerves are irritated and those nerves are going to your organs to run, heal, give everything to the organ and nourishment that it needs to run and heal. And if you disrupt or block that information coming from your spinal cord, it's going to create less than normal function, which equals disease. So if you have pain across your shoulder blades because your head's hovered over a computer or a device all day long, maybe even tingling down in your hands, that pain is never the issue. It's a warning sign that your head's forward. You're irritating the nerves in your lower neck, and those nerves are going to your arms, your hands. That's why you have numbness. They also go to your heart, your lungs, your glands, your thyroid gland. Many people are overweight because your thyroid gland isn't working well because the nerves aren't getting to it. So I see so many issues where people's their health is just diminishing and they have no idea how to go about it. They just go to their doctor over and over and they're not finding a solution that works for them. So it's so important to figure out what's going on positionally with your spine. What we do to check it out, we do very specific x-rays. All of our testing is neurologically based. We do very high level chiropractic care. It's focused on getting your spine back towards the corrected position it's meant to be in. So when we do the x-rays, we look for anything that's wildly out of position, and we talk about the percentage chance of getting you back to normal function. But every percentage you move towards normal function is a percentage you're going to feel better, function better. Maybe perfection isn't in your future, but getting functioning better should be always the direction we're pointed in, not just sitting in the position we're in, taking drugs and calling it a day. So if you want to take one of those appointments, every week we give away 10 appointments, 10 appointments to come in. This week I'm going to do 15 appointments around the holidays. People struggle and they have a lot of stress and they feel their pain more and they're dealing with stuff. You know, if you want to come in this upcoming week, we're opening up 10 appointments to come in and get full chiropractic neurological base x-rays. Right? Do our complete exam process using our, we have technology that shows your posture and go over your history. I'll meet with you. We'll go over the results of your testing and go over exactly what care you would need to get back to being healthy. I'm in Fishkill, New York. So Fishkill, New York, sort of right where Route 84 and Route 9 meet. And I've been there for 27 years. And if you want to come in, just give us a call. Give us a call. The number is 845-896-1200. You can also text that number. Just text the word posture, and it's at 845-896-1200. We'll meet you, do the entire exam process. It's never to start care, but to discover what's going on and how much better you could be. So that's most important to me, focused on your health, being mission-focused on getting you better and having you come in. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. 1200, or you can always text us once again, 845-896-1200, and text us the word posture. We'll get back to you Monday morning, get in touch with you and set up a time for you to get back, you know, much healthier and functioning at a much higher level. And I want to take a minute to share just one more story. I had this woman come in last week, and she's in her 60s and her health's falling apart. Now she's had health issues for a lot of her life, but now she has vertigo, you know, headaches, all this stuff. And basically her life is moving to a place of sedentary lifestyle, not doing much because the vertigo is starting to impact her health and she can't get around as much as she'd like to. She can't move and exercise the way she was doing it. And she came in fearful because she figured anything that anybody can do for her might trigger her vertigo, which rules her life, is a miserable experience. And if it triggers it, then she'd be in a bad state. So she's really fearful. I had to talk her off the ledge and guarantee we'd do very gentle care, especially in the beginning while we're discovering how much she can tolerate and what technique works for her. But she came in and I really love this story, and I'll tell you why. Her husband was concerned about her. He said, you know, you got to be very concerned, you know, if you get adjusted and it affects you in a negative way. And he did it out of love. It wasn't vindictive or malicious, just because he loves and cares for her and he doesn't want to see her in a bad state. But she came in and I went over x-rays and I shared with her, if she leaves that pressure, we can see very clear pressure in the upper cervical spine, up in the C1 area. That's the first bone below your skull. So it's kind of the bone that holds up your skull. It's called your Atlas bone. And Atlas in Greek mythology held up the world. So that's why I was named Atlas. It holds up your skull. And it's the first movable segment below the base of your skull. So your brainstem comes through a hole in your base of your skull called the foramen magnum, goes through that bone, and any pressure on any nerve there affects every function in your entire body. That's the bone Christopher Reeve broke. So he broke the bone when he fell off the horse, and every organ in his body shut down and he needed surgeries. His lungs stopped breathing. You know, it was crazy. His body shut off because it choked on information the brain was trying to send to the body. So she had massive pressure at C1. And I showed her that. And I say, you have two choices, right? You can take care of this, even if it takes time, even if it takes 2 months, 3 months, a year, 10 years, whatever it is, take care of it, or leave it where it is. And I asked her, what will happen if you leave this joint in this current position? Will it get better or will it continue breaking down? And it was very clear to her, looking at her x-ray, she knows it's going to break down more. Matter of fact, that first bone being out of position altered the shape of her entire rest of her spine, because the rest of the spine often protects that top delicate area around your brain where all the function comes from. So I see many scoliosis through the rest of your spine. I see many lower back issues. You know, you could have trauma and hurt your lower back. It's a different story. It can be corrected too, but it's a different story. But I see many lower spine curves, rotations, and issues strictly because the pressure is on the brainstem. And when you have pressure up there, I mean, anything you can have going wrong with you can happen. I have kids coming in with seizures. you know, ADHD, brain fog, headaches, anxiety, depression. I mean, you name the condition, it's related to that first bone in some capacity, if not directly. So I'm grateful she made a decision to continue with care, move forward and get corrected. And I adjusted her that day. When I adjusted her that day, she came in and told me that she was great. Her vertigo was less, headaches were less, and her life got better. Now that's the first visit. And that, when that bone's out of position, you adjust it. Usually within the first visit, you can notice measurable changes. But I want to share this story with you because many people out there have heard some story about being injured or hurt or damaged, whatever, being adjusted. I've been in practice 28 years and I've never, ever injured somebody beyond a certain point. Maybe they had a major issue. I adjusted them and it was sore because the issue was there already, but I never created an injury with them. And it's very rare that people are even sore after adjustment. The majority of time, people feel tremendously better after the adjustment. And the feeling better, once again, isn't the key we're going for, but it's a sign that your body's moving in a better direction. Because if I adjusted that person that day and it felt better, within 2 to 3 days, they're going to feel how they did before the adjustment. Because we haven't retrained that part of the spine to hold the better position yet. But over time, between care and between the home care, which is very good, very powerful, we have people do at home, we get the spine remolded to where it should be. And our spines are designed to be in a very specific position. They don't degenerate when they're in that position. They don't break down. You have zero nerve interference when it's in that perfect position. So that's always the goal, is to get you to that great place your body can run, heal, and function better. And just as before, I'm just going to share this because after sharing this message, and some of you guys just came on the radio show, but if you want to come in, and I just gave away 10 free appointments, I want to give you the phone number one more time. It's 845-896-1200. If you call us or just text us the word posture, we'll get back to you Monday and we'll do our entire exam process and everything for free if this message resonates with you. If it doesn't, I'm totally cool with it. Listen to the show. I love you. You know, enjoy what we're teaching you. But if it connects with you and you want to get healthier and better, you know, just connect with us. You know, the number is 845-896-1200. Text us the word posture, call us, and we'll be more than happy to get in touch with you and start you being healthier. There's a phrase that describes, you know, the eating, the health in this country better than I've ever heard it before. And it's overfed and undernourished. So that's a big one. Overfed and under, at the same time, undernourished. You may feel it's impossible, but we're eating more than ever before, yet our cells are starving. And no one feels the effects more than women on this thing. Men do too, but women feel more. I hear it all the time. I hear I'm exhausted. I'm always stressed. I can't lose weight. I can't sleep. I feel inflamed and worn down. And here's the part no one's saying out loud, right? These problems have less to do with willpower and far more to do with the fact that women today are biologically depleted. So when you're overfed and undernourished, your body gets stuck in a loop. You keep eating more because your cells never get the nutrients they need to shut hunger off. So you stay tired, you stay stressed, your hormones stay dysregulated, your sleep never gets restored, your metabolism never resets, and inflammation becomes a backdrop of your life. So this time of year makes it even worse. The holiday season turns into a marathon of sugar, processed carbs, rich foods, oversized portions, and constant grazing. So your calories go way up, right? While the nutrients goes way down. Your body becomes overwhelmed and underfueled at the same time, which is a very dangerous combination. And this is exactly why women feel the way they do around the holidays. Fatigue skyrockets because blood sugar's on a roller coaster. Stress increases because nutrient deficiencies amplify cortisol, which is your stress hormone. Sleep suffers because inflammation and sugar disrupt the nervous system. Weight gain accelerates, which is a big one, because the body's trying to survive the chaos. So bloating and joint pain flare up because inflammatory foods dominate this season. And it's not just aging, it's not just hormones, it's not just lack of discipline, it's biology. And biology responds to what you fuel it with. So the problem isn't that women eat too much, it's that most of what they're eating isn't giving their body what it truly needs. So if you don't get as many micronutrients as your body truly needs, your body's going to seek out more food to find those nutrients. So we eat far more calories than we're designed to eat, because your body's looking for more nutrients, and it might not even be your fault, because you may be trying to eat less food, but your body says no, it needs more food, and it becomes a psychological issue because you try to discipline yourself and you're giving it your best, but then all of a sudden you fail. So when your cells finally get the nutrients they need, right? Real vitamins, real minerals, real healthy natural foods, your system stabilizes, your cravings calm down. It's a big thing. You don't crave as much food. You don't crave the wrong foods. Your energy levels return. Your sleep gets better. And sleeping better is one of the biggest things you can do to feel good and have your health get better. It's about the repair time while you're sleeping is so important. Your stress becomes more manageable and your inflammation finally drops. Most women aren't overeating because they're hungry. They're overeating because their body's desperately searching for nutrition that isn't coming. So the holiday season, the fix isn't starving yourself or avoiding every dessert at the table. It's adding real nutrients back in the picture so your body stops packing and starts functioning. Now, we have testing that can find that. We have real cool testing and we have scanning systems that can find out exactly which nutrients your body's deficient in. It's crazy. I do every couple of months, I do it myself and it gives me so much insight to what's going on with my body. I find that many women and many men too, we throw supplements against the wall because we read something about a supplement that can help you. Vitamin E helps with heart health. Magnesium helps with this. So we're taking supplements in amounts that might not be right for us, or maybe we don't even need that supplement while we need other stuff. So it's so important to be tested, find out exactly what you're deficient in. Once you plug in those nutrients into your body and get your body back to a normal level of healthy nutrient density, then you don't crave as much food, get much healthier, and the weight falls off quickly. I just put on my Facebook and Instagram, Hudson Valley Weight Loss, a picture of Ben. Now, Ben is in his late 20s, and he was very overweight. He was very heavy. So we got him in the protocol and he was so committed. He said, when he heard about what we're doing, he said, I'm just in. I'm in. I'm committed. I want to do this. He was depressed. He wanted to be a musician down south in Nashville, but he didn't feel good enough about himself to go down there and do that. So it was really slowing down his entire career, his entire life, his entire dating life. Everything was impacted. So we plugged in the nutrients. We gave him a protocol specifically for his body and how to eat and how to eat properly. And in 90 days, so 3 months, I love this. In 90 days, Ben lost 80 pounds. Now, that isn't typical. You know, most of our people lose 20 to 40 pounds over that course of say 40 to 60 days. So 20 to 40 pounds, but he had a lot of weight to lose. He's very, very committed to it. And if you look at his pictures online, go to our Facebook page and either Hudson Valley Weight Loss or go to Instagram, Hudson Valley Nutrition and Weight Loss. You'll see his pictures there and it's really incredible. So, you know, this holiday season, the fix isn't starving yourself or avoiding every dessert at the table. It's adding real nourishment because when you're nourished, you don't have to battle stress, fatigue, sleep, inflammation. Your body handles them naturally. And it's so cool. You know, when I have people come into my office and I see them every month or so, and they're a different person every time I see them. So when I see people personally with corrective care, I see them a couple times a week and I see them frequently enough where I don't see them shrinking that quickly. But if they come in once a month, they just shrink. Their body wants to let go of the weight. Once we dial in exactly what to do, give them the right nutrients, the right food, they feel great. I was talking to Ben's mom, who she's a weight loss client as well. And she told me she goes into court. She walks into court and she just feels great. She feels incredible. And that's what it's also about too, is feeling good, having your brain be clear, not having all the stress, inflammation, and brain fog that comes in a poor eating system, poor nutrients. So she's feeling great. She's losing tons of weight. And we have so many people doing the same thing. You know, with you, if you want to see why you're holding on to weight, that's the big thing. And it isn't about, once again, just like getting your body healthy isn't about overcoming your pain, because pain is just a signal that something's going wrong in your body. Getting rid of your weight isn't about just losing weight. It's about getting your body functioning better, giving it the food it needs and giving it the nutrients it needs. And believe it or not, weight wants to fall off of you. Once we get people dialed in, they're amazed how quickly the weight falls in off. They weigh themselves every day and it's typically 1 to 2 pounds every day they're dropping. Not forever, because they disappear, but they do it for a couple months and it's just incredible how much more joy they have in their life, how much the investment was so incredibly worth it for them and how much better their life is. So if you want to come in and get checked out, that first visit to meet with our weight loss team, with Hudson Valley Weight Loss, it's normally $197. Because you sit down for an hour with them, go through the entire exam process, the whole review of what's going on with you. You get tested, you get weighed on our special weighing system that measures your body comp and everything. It's normally $197. We're giving away 10 appointments this week to come in for free. Around the holidays, I give away much more appointments. I want people to get better, want them to have the best health going into the new year. And new year is going to be here very quickly. And we want you to have the best chance of being healthy going into the new year. So if you want to do that, we'll give it away to you for free. It's just call the number 845-896-1200. And mention that you heard about us and about weight loss and you want to come in. Something else you can do, which a lot of people are choosing to do, is just text us, right? It's easy. Just say, I want to come in. Or just text the word loss, LOSS, And so do that 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. I mentioned earlier in the show, we're in Fishkill, New York. So we're, you know, we're Route 84 and Route 9 meet. Now for weight loss, it doesn't matter that much because we see people all over the world, you know, all over the world. If you have relatives all over the world, there's some testing we have to do in office, but after that we can meet through Zoom, on the phone, wherever. But the first test needs to be in office. So if you can make it up to Fishkill, you know, take advantage of one of those first 10 appointments. It's real powerful and you learn exactly how to drop weight. And that's my goal, is to get you as healthy as possible. So it's 845-896-1200. Text us the word loss and we'll get back to you Monday morning and get you on track to being the healthiest version of you. Now, closing the show off, I really love to hear your holiday traditions, how they revolve around health. So many families do holidays differently, and I just love it, right? I hear so many cool things, and believe it or not, I incorporate a lot of stuff in our family. You know, that mindset of hygge, which I spoke about a couple shows ago and again today a little bit. It's a mindset of slowing down through these months, enjoying a time with your family, right? Growing your bonds closer with people that live far away. It's so cool, and I've adopted that into our family more, not having to rush, not having to do stuff much more quickly. So, you know, that idea of hygge is really cool, but tell me what your traditions are. You know, go on my Instagram, either Dr. Eric Ashburn, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and just leave me something there. Just write a message, what you do for Christmas, New Year's, how cool your traditions are. You can even go on Facebook to Dr. Eric Ashburn or Hudson Valley Weight Loss. Leave me a message there. I'd love to hear these messages. I really care about you guys. I want you guys to have the healthiest version of yourself going into the new year. Be the lightest, leanest, best functioning version of yourself. This way you can be the best person for your husband, your wife, or your job, or the people you care about, the people who love you and the people you love. That's the best thing we can do, right? Be the best version of ourselves, which allows us to really care about people more and give more of ourselves. So that's the goal, right? Once again, leave me feedback. Let me know what your holiday traditions are. And I love you. Be back with you next week with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.